We're talking with Peter Lavigne, one of the co-chairs of the Green Party of New York State. And we're actually talking a few minutes before the governor's State of the State address. But we wanted to check with Peter. You know, the Green Party has technically lost its ballot status in New York because of the changes that Cuomo made to the election law that they are suing in court. But they do remain, you know, a party at the state and national level. So, Peter, what are some of the things that you're hoping to see the governor and the state legislature enact this year?
Thanks, Mark. Well, I would start with finding a way to tax the rich and to close a lot of the budget gap. This has been talked about for most of the last year that we have a $15 billion budget hole. The Greens have been pushing things like the stock transfer tax for over a decade. Now, the stock transfer tax, as some of your listeners may know, is collected by New York State on every stock transaction on Wall Street, but immediately rebated to all of the stock purchasers. You know, this is something that's been going on since the early 80s, and it looks like we get about $15 billion a year from this stock transfer tax. That would close the budget gap right now immediately. So, you know, we had candidates run on this last year. Howie Hawkins, who was our presidential candidate last year, but gubernatorial candidate three times, has run on the issue each time. You know, we are also trying to work in coalition with other groups around the state on that and other tax-rich issues. We're talking about electoral reform. So not just trying to roll back the issues that that were passed in the budget last year that helped kick us off the ballot, but also things like ranked choice voting, proportional representation. We're talking about the Green New Deal, which many of your listeners may know was really first brought up in significant form by Howie Hawkins and then Jill Stein. We're talking about marijuana legalization. And also single-payer healthcare, which now that the Democrats have a supermajority in the Senate, we really do hope that we see many of these issues tackled.
Now, of course, the Democrats have had a majority in the state Senate, the legislature, mm-hmm. for the last 2 years. They've had the governor, a Democrat, Andrew Cuomo, but yet the single-payer failed to move the last 2 years. Mm-hmm. You know, why is single payer still important, and, you know, how does it relate to, say, the COVID crisis?
Well, I think that what we've seen in the last year is a real an eye-opener for many people, the collapse of the employer-based healthcare system, as many, many people were pushed out of work because of COVID and because of job losses. They lost access to healthcare or easy access to healthcare. And many other people for years in New York State and around the country have not had access to adequate health care. So what we've been talking about for a very long time, the Greens have been at the forefront of this, is that we need a single payer system, right, where the government provides health care to everyone regardless of your employment status. It would be cheaper. And in a situation like COVID, where you want people to have access to medical care and not worry about what it's going to cost to get tested or treated, single payer makes sense. In terms of why it hasn't passed, this is an interesting phenomenon, and it happened in California and I think Vermont, where Democrats have had the possibility of passing single payer healthcare. They talk about it a lot before they get the chance to do it with majorities in the legislature. And once they have the chance to, they seem to get cold feet and back out. And I think a lot of us in the Green Party look at it as they're really being tied to the insurance industry and donations from that industry. This is, again, why we talk about the need for electoral reform.
Now, you mentioned the Green New Deal. Certainly, I know the Greens and others have been saying that any COVID relief package should focus on the Green New Deal. The governor said, well, listen, we passed the, you know, strongest climate law in the country, you know, a year and a half ago. At the same time, Joe Biden, who is criticized for being too weak on climate, actually has proposals that are stronger than what New York has done. And just this weekend, Scott Stringer, seems to be leading candidate for mayor, mm-hmm. Came out with a pretty strong climate proposal for New York City, embracing a lot of the Green New Deal. So how does the Green Party and climate activists move forward, you know, on the Green New Deal, especially with, you know, we still have another, I guess, 2 to 3 years before this climate panel actually comes up with recommendations for a plan?
Well, you know, I think, first of all, you know, scientists have been saying for a while now that we have until 2030 really to deal with this crisis. Last year, the New York State Legislature passed the CLCPA, which is a first step and an attempt to deal with the climate crisis. But we still think that it moves too slowly. You know, we want to target data zero emissions as soon as possible by 2030. And what was passed last year gives that a 30-year timeline, which is far too late here in New York State. So what we really need to do is to put pressure on the legislature and the governor to move more quickly than the CLCPA tells them to do, because, you know, the climate crisis isn't waiting around for political expediency. We really do need to say that we're moving to 100% clean electricity, you know, by 2030. We need to, you know, right now the CLCPA talks about 2040, I believe. That's too late. We need to move to a zero emissions economy within the next 9 years. And I think that's only really going to happen with a mass movement, putting a lot of pressure on a legislature that has no more excuses, and Governor Cuomo, who claims to be, you know, a climate governor. So I think it's going to take mobilization, and it's possible, you know, given what we saw over the last year, what happened in lockdown, that emissions can go down if we really do something very radical, very rapidly, that, you know, we can mobilize a large portion of the population, just like we're trying to do to vaccinate. We can do the same in terms of a targeted plan for moving us away from fossil fuels.
Now, I remember back in 1998, when the Green Party first got ballot status in New York, you had Dr. Alice Green, Center for Law and Government, as the Lieutenant Governor candidate, Howie Hawkins running for state controller. But you also had Grandpa Al Lewis, you know, running for governor, got the 50,000 votes. And a big part of his focus was both getting rid of the Rockefeller drug laws, which somewhat has occurred, but also marijuana legalization, which you mentioned earlier. Now, Governor Cuomo, once again, for the third year in a row, has said, yeah, we're going to do marijuana legalization. But for the last 2 years, New York has failed to do that, even as surrounding states, you know, like Massachusetts, and I believe now New Jersey, have done it. What's the holdup? Why can't the Democrats come to agreement on a legalization? And what are some of the, you know, issues that the Greens are trying to push Cuomo and the Democrats on legalization?
You know, this is really an internal legislature fight. And I think a lot of people in New York State are starting to get very tired of it. You know, Cuomo says we need to legalize. The legislature says we need to legalize. And what they're wrangling over is where the money from the taxation is going to go. You know, the Greens have been saying for a very long time, the money that is collected from taxation of the legalization of marijuana needs to be put back into the communities that have been devastated by the so-called war on drugs. And it looked like the legislature was fighting with Cuomo over how much was going to go into those communities versus the general fund. And, you know, some of the other things that we've been talking about with marijuana legalization have been the question of how corporate this bill is going to be. You know, we would like to see home grow legalized, so you don't have to pay a corporation money like you would for cigarettes. We want people to be able to grow this at home. There are some other states where this happens. And we want to see the amount that's actually charged be such that you know, we don't have to worry about a black market, right? So that there's money that's going into these communities where we don't continue to see people criminalized, you know, we can start to recover from this catastrophic so-called war on drugs that has devastated communities, start to rebuild, really, but also to legalize something that really should never have been made illegal.
So we have about a minute left. You know, some people have made the idea that given some of the recent elections, you know, with some socialists getting elected in New York City or quasi-socialists, that in fact the legislature may shift to the left. You know, what's sort of your hope for sort of a socialist agenda in New York State? And in the last 30 seconds, if people want to get more information about the Greens, how to do that?
Yeah, look, you know, I'm a socialist. A lot of Greens are socialists. I really do hope, you know, people like Jabari Brisport, who is, you know, the hope from New York City, they push this agenda in the legislature. Unfortunately, you know, we've seen Democrats get elected time and again on platforms where they claim to do one thing and they move to the right. And so we'll see what happens. But, you know, I have hope. You know, in terms of getting involved, I would say, you know, you can, you know, take a look at gpny.org. If you want to see updates about the lawsuit, we regularly talk about it. I can just say right now that things will be moving forward hopefully soon.
Well, we're out of time. Peter Lavigna, co-chair Green Party of New York State, and this has been Mark Dunley for the Hudson Mohawk Radio Network.